Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council special meeting on December 2nd. Man hospitalized following a bar fight in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero City Council will hold a special meeting this Monday, December 2nd. The special meeting starts at 6 p.m. and contains two public hearings. One is a development agreement for property at Viejo Camino and El Camino Real, and the other is the first reading for an ordinance to increase Atascadero's Tourism Business Improvement District assessment from 2% to 2.5%. The development agreement would require the owner of the property, Scott Newton, to facilitate the future development of the site with up to 42 residential units. This is part of a settlement agreement between Newton and the city, which the city says will provide much-needed entry-level market-rate housing for first-time home buyers. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The city of Atascadero will be moving forward with the next phase of the El Camino Downtown Safety and Parking Enhancements Project. The ECR project's focus will shift to median sections of the roads. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction for the outer lanes. This will affect El Camino Real between Highway 41 and Rosario Avenue, with hardscape and drainage basin improvements continuing along the edges of El Camino Real north of Traffic Way. Drivers are encouraged to pay close attention to signage and to plan for delays. Access to businesses and parallel parking along the curb will be maintained. Man hospitalized following a bar fight in Atascadero. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Atascadero emergency responders were alerted to an unconscious man in the parking lot of Outlaw's Bar, 9850 East Front Street. First responders found a 30-year-old man who had suffered from a significant head injury and was taken into the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. His condition remains critical. The department's preliminary investigation reveals that he was likely involved in a physical altercation in the parking lot, sustaining his injury when he fell to the ground after a third party attempted to break up the fight. The police department is still conducting an investigation of this incident. Anyone who has information, photos, videos, or details is encouraged to contact Sergeant Netz at 805-470-3252. To diversify the range of faith traditions being represented and broaden participation from local faith-based organizations, the City of Paso Robles is seeking invocations for its meetings. At the start of each City Council meeting, an invocation of around 1 minute is given, delivered at the discretion of the leader. The city first advertised this invitation last year. City Clerk Melissa Boyer said, "We have seen a significant positive response from local churches and faith-based organizations and would love to see even more participation this coming year. Those interested and are part of a local church, temple, synagogue, or other faith-based organization are encouraged to contact the City Clerk's office at cityclerk@prcity.com. The 30th Annual Holiday Lighting Ceremony is scheduled for Friday, November 29th in downtown Paso Robles. Costumed characters, including Mrs. Claus, elves, and the Grinch, will gather at the City Park Bandstand at 5:30 p.m. And at 6, Mrs. Claus will flip the switch to light up the downtown in this year's holiday lighting. Also featured will be music, speeches, candlelight caroling, and coffee and cocoa. The holiday songbook will be distributed alongside candles before 6 p.m. The songbook contains the blackout bingo page to be stamped by participating merchants December 9th through December 15th. The Templeton CSD's regular board meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, December 3rd, has been canceled. The next meeting is scheduled for December 17th at 7 p.m. CHP announced they'll be entering their Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period tonight at 6 and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seatbelts are buckled. CHP encourages everyone to have a safe and smart holiday weekend. The 40th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner in Paso Robles will be held tomorrow at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. You can call 805-239-4137 for meal inquiries. The Salvation Army is seeking volunteers for two-hour bell ringing shifts this holiday season between November 25th and December 24th in Paso Robles. The shifts can be done anywhere between 10 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. The Red Kettle will have funds go directly to local Salvation Army centers, helping them purchase food and utility assistance for each year. Volunteers can ring as an individual, a group, or a virtual ringer. The Salvation Army says volunteers are much needed this season, as half of its volunteers have been lost since 2018. You can go to registertoring.com to sign up. In sports for the NFL, the Suns defeated the Lakers 127-100. The Bucks over Miami Heat 106-103. The Rockets beat the Timberwolves 117-111. The Bulls defeated the Wizards 127-108. San Antonio over Utah 128-115. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Wizards. The Lakers will go against the Spurs. The Kings will face the Timberwolves. And the Warriors will go against Oklahoma City. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California headline news, PG&E seeking yet another rate increase. It will be the fifth this year. The utility proposing another increase of $4.33 per month to cover more than $500 million in vegetation management costs just months after agreeing to caps.
You agreed to this, and now you're asking for more money in 2025 and 2026. So it's as if the caps didn't really exist.
Lee Trotman with the Utility Reform Network, or TURN. Most recent hike added an average of $6 to customer bills. Thousands of knockoff Gibson electric guitars seized by federal agents in what's believed to be a multi-million dollar counterfeit operation.
They are fraudulent, and they are part of a massive attempt to con the American consumer.
Port of Los Angeles Director Africa Bell. Officials say it's the largest seizure of counterfeit products from the iconic music brand and the biggest crackdown on fake musical instruments in history. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.43 a gallon, down 2 cents from last week, 16 cents from last month, nearly 50 cents lower than last year. Jeff Scott, California News.
Ready, set, shop. The Black Friday sale at Ulta Beauty is on. Up to 50% off the best gifts now through November 30th. Shop Morphe eyeshadow palettes, hair tools like Chi, and MAC foundation and lippies. And ready for this? Starting Tuesday, November 26th, snag $12 mascaras from brands like Fenty and Tarte, plus $12 lippies from brands like NARS and Kylie Cosmetics. So don't wait. Head to Ulta Beauty today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24-7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Cooking a Thanksgiving feast for your friends and family will cost less than last year, but will still be more expensive than before the pandemic. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 39th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner Survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of this year's classic holiday feast for 10, which is $58.08, or about $5.80 per person. This is a 5% decrease from 2023, which was 4.5% lower than 2022. 2 years of declines don't erase dramatic increases that led to a record high cost of $64.06 in 2022. The survey also notes that the cost varies by region, with the West significantly higher than the national average at $67.05 this year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Mulligan Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Mulligan Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday to Tuesday, sunny skies Wednesday next week. Low 60s on Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday through Tuesday, and 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
As expected, the official scorecard of the economy was unchanged from the initial 2.8% estimate last month, when that figure came in well above the 2% growth that economists were expecting, thanks to gains in consumer spending and private inventory investment. Nordstrom shares opening sharply lower the morning after releasing earnings, showing the retailer beat Wall Street quarterly sales expectations. The PCE price index increasing 0.2% in October. And the number of Americans filing new applications for jobless benefits fell again last week, but many laid-off workers are experiencing long bouts of joblessness. First-time jobless claims for last week falling to 213,000. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
It's fall, and that means it's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. What does that mean for you? This is your chance to save hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Hi, I'm Mike Hedges from Hedges Insurance. We're a local independent health insurance agency. We've been helping SLO County seniors save money on their Medicare health insurance for the last four decades. Do you know about the new Medicare health plans in our area? They can include everything from doctor, hospital, pharmacy, to dental and vision, even a free gym membership to Kennedy Club Fitness. These are all-in-one Medicare plans that can cost $0 per month. These Medicare health plans are what you see famous football players talk about on TV. But why not call your local Medicare professionals? We offer every single one of these plans. The annual open enrollment period is on right now and ends on December 7th. So do what thousands of your SLO County neighbors have already done and start saving money now. Call Hedges Insurance at 805-466-9048. That's 466-9048 for the hedge of protection.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946 and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge for all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more. Call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering, 238-1315.
It's our dedication to five-star service that has made A1 Glass the only Central Coast Milgard supplier to be named Milgard Dealer of the Year, and why your neighbors voted us the best glass company. Plus, we have over 140 five-star reviews online. Hi, this is Brian Carroll with A1 Glass. You have a choice when it comes to your Milgard windows and doors. Choose the best and contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL.
Yuppies view this as a return to 60s values. Senior citizens view this as a neighbor helping neighbor, a return to that old tradition. Parents view it as a way of bringing their families together. Democrats view it as grassroots activism, and Republicans view it as private sector initiative. Kids view it as the biggest party in the history of the world.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30, sound off. Karen will have on Steve Sainsbury. You may have heard of him. He is born and raised in San Luis Obispo, professional fighter as a bare knuckle. And he won his fight the other night, made some national news with that. Just so happens, it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's just me, I kind of get a kick out of it. Well, as I mentioned, he was born and raised in San Luis Obispo County. His dad was an emergency room doctor at Twin Cities. And here is kid, and he's been on before. He's really, really a nice kid, but he's a bare-knuckle fighter. All right, whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mentioning last hour on volunteerism for many groups and organizations across the United States, they're having some issues. And it didn't occur to me until I received this email from someone regarding one of them. One of them. And let's see here. Let's see here. Which one? There's two. One just came in, and I read the other one. So I'll go with the other one, which is a little bit longer, but here it is. Kevin, here is a copy of a letter I sent to the Salvation Army some time ago, just for your information. I'm not saying that I'm right, but their actions caused me to write the letter. Their captain, blah, blah, blah. I am an old white man who served in the military during the Vietnam years and was grateful for the Salvation Army being there for me. I have proudly donated and served as a bell ringer for many years. All of my adult life, I always made it a point to never passing the red kettle without making a donation. My father, who is gone now, served in World War II as a CB in the Philippines. He told me the Salvation Army was always there for him and all his buddies when he needed them. All my life, I have donated to the Salvation Army until 2021, when the Salvation Army told me I had to apologize for being white. It's in their Let's Talk About Racism guide. I have no control over being born white. And then he goes on in this email to the Constitution. I wrote several letters to the Salvation Army explaining how I felt about them saying white people need to apologize for their race. I was very, very disappointed when they failed to answer my correspondence. Now you say you miss our partnership. According to the internet, the Salvation Army has lost both donations and volunteers due to its racial position against people of the white race. Why am I not surprised? We are all Americans, not white Americans, black Americans, Hispanic Americans, or Asian Americans. There is a large group in America whose sole purpose seems to be to divide America and turn them against one another with the ultimate goal of destroying America. Unfortunately, the Salvation Army leadership appears to have brought this idea. All I can say, I'm very disappointed in an organization I supported all my life and can no longer support the Salvation Army. I see no reason for service organizations to involve itself in this type of conduct. Well, you know, again, I hadn't thought about the volunteerism in general until this letter, because I know in a couple of instances personally that I refused because I didn't like the policies. One was at one of the schools, not public school, and the other was with a youth sports program. And I said, I'm not doing this. Not going to go through with it. And, you know, we've had people calling over the years saying that they're not applying for certain jobs in schools and some other much-needed areas because of policies. So maybe other than people saying they don't have enough time for volunteering, maybe the saying they don't have time is just an easy out as opposed to the, shall we say, political correctness that many organizations have, inflicted, and people just aren't putting up with it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask a general question, maybe open up for discussion. Why do you think recruitment is down in the military?
Because of the policies of the Biden and Obama administrations.
Absolutely 100% correct. Now, let me ask another question. Has anybody accepted any responsibility for Afghanistan?
No.
Yes, one person did. He tried. I'll put it this way. There was a lieutenant colonel who made audibly asked, who's going to accept responsibility for this debacle? What happened to him?
Well, I can't answer that question because I know that you were going to do that. So who is it?
I don't remember his name, and I apologize because it should be burnt into my memory. He was run out of the service. So we had one lieutenant colonel that had the audacity to question what happened in Afghanistan, and he got run out of the service. So I'll ask another question. There's a lot of military people in this geographic area that listen to your radio program. I would like one, just one, to call in and with a military background and justify the debacle that took place in Afghanistan. That can justify it if he has a military background.
Well, there won't
I'm not talking about some silly ass politician.
Well, more than likely,
person with a military background.
All right, you already said you already said that.
Go ahead.
More than likely, nobody will because there's no justification for it.
I'm in full agreement with that.
And Al Fonzie has addressed that quite a few times on Sound Off on Friday regarding it and what's going on in the military. And considering his military background and his family's military background, I think people should heed the warning. This is a man who would not recommend any member of his family joining today's United States military.
Yes. So what just happened in the election of Trump?
I can't keep answering all these questions, John. Can you get to your point?
Well, let me just point out one thing. America, I'm talking about America, has dodged a bullet with the new administration that's coming in. People just don't realize how close we are in what's going on in the world today, that we've hopefully, that our administration, the Trump administration, can get in and start to clean up our military, because that's their number one responsibility to the population of the United States, to protect lives and property. And we're on the teetering edge with the past administrations.
You know what's...
People just have to start really thinking about what's going on, hopefully.
Okay, I got another call, but John, before you go, I was thinking about this morning, about all the hope with Trump coming into office, and I hope it works out well. But you know what America does? They put somebody in office, and they turn things around. You get a Reagan, and you get a Trump from the last time around. And then 4 years later, what do Americans do?
Well, you know what they do. They start thinking that there's something better out there because they've been convinced by the mainstream media or politicians who will look them straight in the eye, in the eye and lie to them, and they buy in on it.
And they undo everything that was done the previous 4 years. It's not necessarily a continuous pattern. But it's a pattern in the lifetime for me, as I've watched politics. I think, how can you go from one extreme to the other? How could you have a nice economy going, we're more independent and so forth? Then why would you turn that around and think that something else is going to be better? And in fact, most of the time, it's a hell of a lot worse. And then you have to go back from the previous and start all over again. Why do Americans do that? Mine is because, I really don't know the answer.
I don't want to play like I know the answer, but I'm going to give you my opinion. Excuse me, are you there?
Yes.
People don't understand, I mean collectively, that there are evil people in this world, and they are very powerful and they're very smart, and they are the ones that manipulate the system, that convince people to do what you just said. They can be going on this beautiful golden brick road and they'll do 180 degrees because these people that have power and they're evil will convince them that they need to.
Well, it's I guess the word that comes to my mind is morons. All right, we got another call. We got to go. Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
All right, you're welcome. Hi, good morning. Do call back. All right, the Salvation Army, Mr. Will. I have had the opportunity numerous times in my drunken past. I've been through their treatment program, which involves some slavery, work. It's my belief that all Salvation Army employees above those you see at an office are living very well, Cadillacs, homes, etc. I won't give them a dime anymore. Well, if memory serves me, and I know that I forget every year, there is a list out there. I don't know what it's called. I should have saved it on my bookmarks, but I haven't. On the organizations that the percentage of the money that they raise, goes directly to the cause, and I believe the Salvation Army is among those, that is, the best. instead of many from United Way, which are not. As I mentioned years ago, I would not let our son donate to some of the United Way things. He was in the Boy Scouts at the time, or Cub Scouts at the time, and they were, you know, there were some things that are going on, and I said, no, we're not giving this, and you can tell the folks at St. Rose, you're not. Simple as that. Or I can call if they have a beef with it. Let's see here. Ditto the email which you read on the air from the Vietnam vet. I stopped donating to them and many other causes for the same reason. Okay, so this is not brain surgery. And, you know, we see this repeatedly in things that pop up. You know, I've mentioned this. There's a problem with California schools regarding attendance, and not just attendance on a daily basis, but also people pulling their kids out of school. So what is the teachers union, the almighty teachers union, the smartest people on earth, what are they doing about it? Are they figuring out the root causes for this? It doesn't seem like it. As a matter of fact, I got something this morning. Let's see here. More than 4,000 school trustees, superintendents, educators, policy experts, legislators, innovators, and recognized through education, they are going to, what's this called? Strengthening California Public Schools. Does it really take 4,000 people to figure that out? Does it really take, or is this just an excuse because there's some kind of conference and trade show that they're all going to be doing this? They'll be, patting themselves on the back on what we can do. You know, you don't need to go back that long, maybe about 40 years. It was probably the beginning of the end when Bill Honig, I think was his name, came in as a state superintendent of schools, and he did some kind of experiment where they changed something in the curriculum. And after this failed, again, it was several years after that, of course, after he's retired, but he's got his pension. And he said, you know, we really disrupt. I think it had to do something with the English. We've put many of these kids behind. Really. So the hundreds of thousands of kids that you experimented with, they were behind by the time they graduated. You sit fat and happy in your nice home with your nice fat pension, and you've hurt these kids, and what's the word we like to use here? No ramifications at all. But the system before that, because many of you may remember, just like New York, the two public education systems, California and New York, were almost the model for the entire nation. So you don't need 4,000 people to figure out on strengthening California public schools. Besides that, I'm a little bit leery of what they mean by strengthening. Could be just me. But let's see here. There was another email about the Salvation Army here. I already got that one. I did the from the Vietnam vet. I stopped donating to them. Well, that's why, again, some groups and organizations, other than some people being lazy, I'm not saying that they're not, because of their policies, having to, you know, do things that people just don't want to do, or they come out publicly with some things. I find it interesting that you have some of the corporations that were going with this DEI or whatever it's called several years ago are now doing an about-face on it. Maybe because they realize that it's not working. It's not working, so we're going to change it. Geniuses, all of them. All right, let's see. What time is it here? We've kind of started this as a tradition on KPRL, and this has to do with some television shows, but it is the Theater of the Mind on radio, and this is considered the best episode ever of a television show from the 1970s, just a couple of minutes long here, and it's the famous, as a matter of fact, Chris, you can see it up here on the wall, the first annual WKRP Thanksgiving Day Turkey Drop, November 22nd, 1978. So this is from then, again, just a couple of minutes. It's a classic.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W... Gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. The car is running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
It should have worked.
Can I help you?
No, I'm fine. Sir?
It was the most unusual promotion idea I ever heard of. Never been anything else like it.
No, I don't suppose there has.
I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect.
Where'd you get those birds?
Are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
Right. Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was the classic from 1978.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Atascadero emergency responders were alerted to an unconscious man in the parking lot of Outlaw's Bar, 9850 East Front Street. First responders found a 30-year-old man who suffered from a significant head injury. He was taken to a local hospital, but his condition remains critical. The investigation for this incident is still ongoing. Anyone who has information is encouraged to contact Sergeant Netz at 805-470-3252. The 38th Annual Holiday Lighting Ceremony is scheduled for Friday, November 29th in downtown Paso Robles. Costume characters including Mrs. Claus, elves, and the Grinch will gather at the city park. The holiday songbook will be distributed alongside candles, and Mrs. Claus will flip the switch to light up the downtown in this year's holiday lighting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says he's making a new push for peace between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza now that a ceasefire is in place in Lebanon. An Israeli military official tells Fox the fight there against Hezbollah has set those militants back years.
The IDF official says U.S. and France-led negotiations have been an important step towards creating a new reality in Lebanon, and that troops are ready to react to any Hezbollah violation of the agreement.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President-elect Trump adds a doctor who's also an economist to his health team.
Jay Bhattacharya has been named as President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be director of the National Institutes of Health. Bhattacharya, a critic of the pandemic lockdowns and vaccine mandates, was one of three authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, an open letter that said lockdowns were causing irreparable harm and promoted herd immunity.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3500.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
At 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock, brought to you by, yep, you got it, Hitch, heaty today, little clouds this morning, and that chance of rain has gone down to about 3%. So look for some clouds hanging around, low 60s, a little bit clear to partly cloudy tonight and overnight, lows in the mid-30s. As we head for your Thanksgiving day and a really big day in the feast, well, you'll have some clouds with highs in the low 60s, mid-60s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday and Monday. We'll throw in Tuesday, then sunshine next Wednesday, 70, as well as a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:52 a.m., 4:51 p.m., and it is 49. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Don't forget the 22nd annual Cowgirl Christmas with over 200 local Western holiday artists and vendors will be at the event center this Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday from, no, I think today is Thursday. No, it's not. This Friday and Saturday from 9 to 4 daily. For more info, go to cowgirlchristmaspaso.com. All right, moving along on this Wednesday edition. I'll get it right.
What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. And don't forget, it's coming up, the 63rd Annual Paso Robles Christmas Light Parade, Saturday, December 7th. And you need to get your check on your information, okay? Don't assume that they received it. That's at the Main Street Association. Again, you must call Main Street to verify your entry was received, all right? So, because the deadline was last week. So double check on that to make sure that you are, well, where you need to be. It's easier than calling the county clerk recorder's office. December 7th, the Toy Bank Car Show fundraiser. This will be Daniels Woodland on Ardmore Road in Paso Robles. Classic cars and trucks, Santa, food trucks, tours, Top Fuel dragsters. Free entry for the public, but we'd love it if you brought a new or unwrapped toy. All right, that's coming up Saturday, December 7th from 11 until 4. 11 till 4. So lots going on this holidays as usual. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. on the corner of 16th and Spring. Bank on Better. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You know what to do. Let's see here. Wednesday, Julio Flores, Caleb Blythe, Daryl Drum. Hey, Daryl. Beth Tuttle, Willie Storms, Alejandra Mariscal, Ron Gallagher, Lisa Davis, Richard Sutton, Richard Cummings, Jerry Boxer, and Mel and Diane Hance. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, let's see. Joseph Mack. You've heard of the Mack Truck Company, 1870-1953. David Merrick, the Broadway producer, Gypsy and others, 1911-2000. Chicky Baby. He was good. Fun to listen to. Chick Hearn, play-by-play for the Lakers, 1916. He passed away 2002. My goodness. Hi, kids. What time is it? Buffalo Bob Smith, 1917-1998. Also, the As the World Turns actor, Stephen Elliott, 1920, passed away in 2005. Marshall Thompson, the actor, 1925-1992. From Booker T and the MGs, the drummer, Al Jackson Jr., 1935-1975. Dave Justy, pitcher, played with a bunch of teams, 1939. Bruce Lee, the martial arts guy, 1940-1973. The Rabbit, and one of my favorites, Eddie Rabbit. Country singer, 1941-1998. The Jimi Hendrix, the Fox Lady, 1942-1970. Don Adams, not a bad hoopster, 1947-2013. All-American for the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons, Jimmy Gunn, 1948-2015. From Supertramp, Dave Winthrop, 1948. From the University of Louisville, played for the Lakers and Bucks and others, Jim Price, 1949. I think he's from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Ike Harris, football, 1952, played with the Saints. Also, we have on the list, oh boy, first daughter, Carolyn Kennedy, 1957. Manager and catcher, Mike Socia, 1958. Samantha Bond, the actress, 1961. Robin Givens, the actress, 1964. And Larry Allen played with the Cowboys Hall of Famer. He passed away this year. He's only 52. 1971, former Laker and others, Nick Van Exel, 1971. Let's see, Samantha Harris, the TV personality, whatever, 1973. Jimmy Rollins, he was a very, very good shortstop, 1978. And that is Lashana Lynch, the actress, 1987, passing away on this day. Eddie Metka, he was from Laverne and Shirley, played Carmine. He passed away in 2021. Also passing away, the director of Altered States, Ken Russell, 2011. John Carradine, 1988. Ross McWhirter, he was assassinated by the Irish Republican Army. Him and his brother started the Guinness Book of World Records. He was assassinated in 1975. Eugene O'Neill, Nobel Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, four times, by the way. He died in 1953. Johanna Leroy Robinson, he conceived the idea for Mount Rushmore. He died in 1946. George Nelson, Babyface Nelson, 1934. Clement Studebaker, the car guy, 1901. John Dunlap, publisher, no, not that one you're thinking of. And he passed away in 1812. He also printed the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, and that is it. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I got a chance to see this guy in person live in back in Freedom Hall in Louisville, and he stole the show from everybody else that was there. It was quite the list. He was just starting out, and he started out. He wrote a song that Elvis did in 1969 that made him a lot of money, and that was Kentucky Rain. Eddie Rabbit goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner in Paso Robles will be held tomorrow at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. You can call 805-239-4137 for meal inquiries. The next stage of the El Camino Downtown Safety and Parking Enhancement Project is set to begin. December 2nd, traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction for the outer lanes, as improvements will shift to the median sections of the roads. This will affect El Camino Real from Highway 41 to Rosario Avenue. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Megastorage, marsmegastorage.com.
Eddie Rabbit felt it was a responsibility as an entertainer to be a good role model, and he also was involved with many organizations, including Special Olympics, Easter Seals, and others. Unfortunately, lung cancer, he was 56 at the time. He died in May of 1998. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.